Yeah, I completely agree with you.
I have to disagree with you. Can I disagree with you with all my heart?
Ooh, that's a loaded question.
Whoa. Okay, so,
Gosh, you know, it's interesting. No one's ever asked me this question before, and I'm saying this for the first time, and it's kind of fascinating.
So crazy, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, am I totally screwed or what?
Yes!
Welcome to Portrait of a Business. I'm your host, Jel Williams.
I'm going to start the timer because I am so efficient today. So, so 1, 7, 14. Okay, great. Welcome, Joan Dean, and thank you so much for being on our show.
I am honored. Thank you.
Now, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do, and just spill.
Okay, here's the spill or the skinny on it. I am a speaker and an author, and sometimes those roles mix and sometimes they are parallel. I've written 3 business books for women in leadership or mentoring or creating or carving out the path to your success. I travel around the world. I think I've been in all 50 states except for one, and that's North Dakota. Still working on North Dakota. I do a lot of work in the United Kingdom and Africa, one of my favorite places on earth, and I love going to Australia as well and some of those parts. I travel a great deal, and the message that I bring, I hope, is one that really empowers people, not just women, but empowers people to really focus on the things that will help them carve out a legacy, a life that they love living. And when they're kind of in their zone, doing what works for them and doing what is going to add value to others.
Cool. Now, when you're saying your message, you hope your message is empowering, what would you say your predominant message is?
You know what? I probably would, if I were to kind of choose a topic line, I really focus on mentoring. I focus on the idea of being a mentor, having a mentor, looking for mentoring opportunities, even inside the mundane, even inside the day-to-day. I'm a big believer in formal mentoring, where I actually ask someone to help me with my professional development. But I am also a big believer in the drive-by mentoring, you know, where I can bring a challenge or a scenario, something that's not working in my life or not working the way that I would like it to, or an opportunity. It doesn't have to be a problem. And running that by people who can give me fresh perspective or hold me accountable, push me out of my comfort zone. So if I were to think about empowerment, one of the greatest tools for that is that we all need mentors. I think our lives should come with a little disclaimer attached right to our foreheads that says, you know, do not attempt any of this alone.
Hmm. Cool. Now, when you say mentor, I know that's a real big thing now. And in fact, I wrote an article on it last week because I came to this epiphany that I did not have any women mentors at all in business and so forth. I have male mentors, which I found interesting. And then I found out when I tweeted it out, I was not alone, that a lot of the women, not necessarily purposely, but in when they're thinking in terms of business, they tend to veer towards male mentors. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that might be?
You know, what an interesting observation, and you're absolutely right, you're not alone. I think that women are beginning to really understand, realize, and reach for the power that is contained within them. I think that, you know, when I did the research for Design for Success, that was my first book, and it was really the 10 Commandments for Women in the Workplace. And one of the things that I found that was very interesting is that, you know, women tend to look towards, you know, try to kind of model those behaviors of men, because many of us can relate to being in male-dominated sort of industries or disciplines. So we tend to look at successful people, and those successful people have often been men. And then as we try to emulate that as kind of accidental mentoring, we lose ourselves, because here's the bottom line. It's not about being, for a woman, it's not about being male-like. It is about being leader-like. But what I have noticed is that women, and here's the other dynamic that I think is very interesting. Women are great at self-disclosure, which is relationship building, and it's powerful. But we tend to be more comfortable talking about our flaws than our strengths. So while we communicate to connect, we might not be looking for those moments where we can actually play the mentoring role. We might not give ourselves permission to do that because we've been taught, don't brag, be humble, right? You know, don't fight, get along with everyone. Everyone's supposed to like you, accessorize. We weren't called mentors. We weren't maybe hearing the call to be a mentor. Now, I have some mentors in my life that are men, and they're fabulous. But I also have some mentors in my life that are women. But you're right. I had to really look for them. I had to really reach for those women role models in my life.
Sure. I know when I had this epiphany, Carrie Wilkerson was one of the first ones I thought of. Mm-hmm. And she said that she found that that had been the same for her in the beginning as well. And she found it was based on, because she was looking at models, first off in terms of success, like you said, mm-hmm. but also in terms of who were getting the results, that she didn't see the other people getting the results, and also in lifestyle choices, you know? So there were those three dynamics that were in there, but she also says that now there are more women stepping up to the plate in that area.
I think so, and I, you know, Carrie's fabulous, and I think she's onto something there. But it kind of goes back to that, maybe we don't recognize that the female mentors in our life as such, because women sometimes aren't really good at that marketing message, about making their results obvious, their progress more visible. It's not that women are doing less astonishing, fabulous things. It's that sometimes, not always, but sometimes I think we fail to tell our story well, so that people can recognize that we have had a breakthrough, that we have accomplished something significant, that we're celebrating a result. Where, and I'll give you an example in this story. I was working with an organization in Dallas. It was a group of leaders, and there were more men in the room than women, but this is typically an organization that has been very male-dominated. It's an industry that really has attracted more men than women, and now there are women kind of breaking through, and they're dynamic and fabulous, and the organization is thrilled to have them. Just, you know, to set the scene correctly, they are welcome at the table, and they are respected in that environment. But I was asking a question, you know, do we find it hard to market ourselves, to make our progress visible, our results more obvious? And the women nodded yes, the men said no. And so I thought, this is the perfect opportunity to kind of do a little, you know, a little research. And I asked the gentleman, give me an example of how you market yourself in a comfortable way that doesn't, you know, look like you're bragging or, you know, blowing your own horn. And he said, you know, it's easy. Once a week, he said, my boss and I do not work in the same place. We are separated by distance and quite a bit of it. So he said, once a week, I call my boss and I let him know about some of the things that have been happening in the plant. And I will choose one scenario and I'll say, here's what happened. Here's how I handled that. Here's how it turned out. And he said, really, I'm giving him information, I'm keeping him informed so that he does not get blindsided in the hallway by his colleagues or peers. But at the same time, I am choosing to showcase wisdom, good judgment, sound decision making. I am picking those scenarios and making sure that I do two things. One, letting my boss know I'm kind of a big deal. And secondly, here's what's going on that you should know. And it was like all the lights went on in the room for the women because they hadn't thought about taking those successes and turning them into a story that they could tell in a way that was comfortable for them.
Cool. Now, so if somebody is in business, which we know lots of them, how would they go out, or if they're about to start a business, how would they go out to find a mentor, a formal mentor?
Okay. I like to look at two things. One, if you take a look at your opportunities, the things that sit in front of you that you'd like to reach for, and then begin to brainstorm and look for people, and it could be male or female, of course, but look for people who have done what you want to do. People who are running in that arena and loving it and enjoying it, and they're successful. So, you know, and then try to make that connection. Social media is fabulous that way. You can interact with people that you could never interact with before, you know. And so, for example, with me, you know, I write books, and so I tend to look for mentors that are doing that at the next level, the level that I want to be at. and I ask questions. I engage with them. I comment on their blogs. I listen to their podcasts. I read their books. I look at how they market their books. I look at how they talk about their books. So in that way, what I'm doing is I'm studying success. The other thing that you can do is sit down and make a list of the things that are challenging to you. Where are you unsatisfied? Where are you blocked? Where are you feeling frustrated? Like you're just circling the result that you want. And maybe take that to someone and say, I want to run a scenario by you. It's kind of like bringing your case study to the table. So you bring your case to the table, you lay it out there, and you ask for a new perspective. And what is that situation's kind of turn into an ongoing dialogue. I have mentoring opportunities inside of masterminds. That is mentoring. It's kind of a group mentoring. One example that I heard of recently was a woman who had built a fantastic business, but she wanted to sell it. And she, in her mastermind, they developed a plan to sell the business. She executed against that plan with all those accountability partners, mentors. And she is now the CEO of the company that she sold. But I think she made about $10 million in that transaction. And she did that by not thinking that she had to have all the answers. She surrounded herself by people that would really look at her situation from a different perspective. So if you think about mentoring, there's lots of faces: formal, one-on-one, group, peer. Sometimes I get mentored from my own child, right? Oh, where he will show me something that I could not see. We were in Africa working in a women's conference, and he was there helping me in Nairobi, and there were all these flip charts that we had created at this women's conference. I mean, there was dozens of them, and I had told him, I want you to capture the information on these flip charts, son. And he kept saying, okay, I'll do that. But I didn't see the laptop cracked open, and he was, you know, socializing, and, you know, there was lots of beautiful women there, and he was having a marvelous time. And finally, we're getting to the end, and I said, listen, you need to get those flip charts captured, because we're going to run into some bad traffic here, and we have a dinner engagement. And he stood up, and he said, okay, I'll do that right now. And he went around the room with his iPhone and took pictures of each of the flip charts. He said, I'll put those in a PDF and blow them up for you. It won't be a problem. But see, it took him 2 minutes to do that, and it would have taken me 3 hours to do that. And it's, you know, it's that perspective. So it's not just that he taught me a technology lesson. He taught me that sometimes I'm not using my tools very well. That's good mentoring.
We've talked about mentoring. We've talked about how to find a mentor. Okay, in 5 years, where do you see yourself?
That's a beautiful question. In 5 years, I would see myself doing more of the large conferences where we're empowering. You know, today I do a lot of work in executive coaching, executive management teams, but where I find my real love is when I'm working with large groups of people. And then creating something that they can take and it will live beyond me. In other words, I want to get that message out there and let the message have legs so that it continues to do its job long after I'm gone. I'll give you an example. We're getting ready to launch a worldwide book club tour, which will spin book clubs on their heads. I mean, there are a lot of great ideas for, you know, book discussions and that kind of thing. But we're going to put into play a community around those discussions. So it becomes less about my book and more about how do you implement those tools into your life so that you can create something fabulous with your life. So I think in 5 years, I'll be doing what I'm doing now, but I'll be doing it on a larger scale, and I will be probably measuring my success a little differently.
Cool. Are you going to be writing any more books?
Yes, I am. I've started my fourth book. It will be a little bit of a sequel to Career Moves. Career Moves is a story. It's a mentoring story, by the way. There's a woman, Zoe, in the book who encounters a real dead end in her career, and a mentor reaches out for her. And the book really is filled with those examples of how mentoring really works and how she sort of reinvents herself to create a new possibility for her career. And the fourth book will be something along the lines of looking for Elena, who is the mentor. It's how do I be a great mentor? How do I be that person that can be a catalyst in someone else's life that can make all the difference in the world to them.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. It has been a pleasure.
Where can people contact you? They can always find me at my website, which is dondisquamachi.com. And all of my sign-ons are that, Facebook and Twitter. If people just look for dondisquamachi.com, you will find it there. And by the way, and one of the tools that I can give to all of you, our listeners, for free is Chapter 1 of Career Moves is available for free on my website. So if they go to dondisquamachi.com, they can click on Career Moves, and they'll be able to open that free gift. And it does introduce the mentoring story, but there's a wonderful tool in there called the High Performance Zone, how to find your zone and how to manage your own high performance zone. So I hope that your listeners find value in that.
Great. Thank you so much. It has been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you, Del.
Thank you for joining us on Portrait of a Business today. We hope that you found our tips and advice from our guests to be helpful to you. And please do not hesitate to contact us. You can look at our site, portraitofabusiness.info, for more information.